to this episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Delia.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about fur babies.
Fur babies.
Fur babies.
No babies,
babies,
but fur babies. Yeah.
When the baby's got fur. If you're not doing so already, please be sure to follow us across our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, including...
You could ask Alexa, and we're also on YouTube, and we're trying to grow our following.
Yes.
So if you're listening to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, go over to our YouTube, like, subscribe, listen, share with three friends. Yay. Sharing is caring. And don't forget to comment, right?
If you're one of the people listening in the 28 countries around the world so far that are tuning into the YDFL podcast on their favorite audio platform, yes, head on over to YouTube, look up You Deserve Fresh Lettuce, and check out our facial expressions,
our mannerisms, our almost knocking the tequila off because we're like talking with our hands.
So when you subscribe, like, and comment, it helps to boost the algorithm and trigger it to like share our content.
Isn't that such
content.
A new word, algorithm?
The algorithm. Oh, no. All right, let's get into it. Fur
yes,
babies.
Fur babies. Okay. Oh, my gosh. So this one, to me, right, when we came up with this one, I felt like people are opting not to have children, and people are just having fur babies. And
yes.
We know that the life expectancy of a fur baby is between, depending, right? But, I mean, the most it could possibly live is like 18 years, right?
Oh, gosh.
And so you're literally setting yourself up for that failure anyway. But the craziest thing is not even that, is the fact that I've talked to, literally, because I've obviously been single for a long time, I've talked to people that have actually had shared custody with their dog. And it's this whole thing, like, how dare she? She's being so irrational. She's on vacation in Europe with the boyfriend. And what about our dog?
Oh,
she doesn't
God.
Care about the dog.
Selfish.
She's so selfish. And I'm on the other end, this is different. Like, I get it. I have two little human beings. And, you know, I can see that how someone can be selfish, but that was different to me, by the way.
It
I was
is,
like, what the
it
heck
is a
that?
Whole thing. I was telling Delia that in 2020, you know, we're sitting there pandemic strong, and I'm doing all this research on how women can earn money from home, you know, to help my
all
community and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And so drop shipping was one of the things,
oh,
and
yeah.
my mom was sitting there, and she's like, maybe I could do a store. So I was helping my mom teaching her how to research trending things, you know, that she could create a store for. So one of them was pets.
Pets.
And as I was doing the rest of the
research.
Big
industry, though.
For,
huge
yeah,
industry.
For pets,
yeah.
kids and pets. I started to see all the, like, bridal stuff for pets. And like,
which
the,
I think that that's
it's
cute.
Super cute. So apparently there's funerals for pets, as we all know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about dogs. So funerals, obviously, for dogs. Weddings for dogs. Birthdays for dogs. And then, like you said, the whole shared custody for the dogs, especially. I haven't really seen it in cats, but I've seen it
in
dogs.
The dogs.
If you watch Selling Sunset, one of the Oppenheimer brothers, he shares his custody of a dog with Mary, one of the realtors. Huge show, and that's a kind of a storyline on there.
Can you imagine? Like, you're like, why were you with your ex this whole entire time? It's like, we needed to walk the dog together.
And
wink,
they
wink.
Specifically came together and through a co-parent, because they're not together. They both, Mary's married to someone else. He's dating other women. And they came together for the
and
dog's
And here's my
birthday.
Question to you, because I obviously don't watch that show.
Yeah.
Does Mary or the other dude, do they have actual kids?
No. Nobody has kids.
So that's why I think this works. I think when you actually have children, respectfully.
You snap out of it.
Respectfully, like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Like, you want the dog, we're going to flip a coin on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being
so
really
this,
insensitive, by the way.
So
maybe.
This was a touchy subject for me when Delia was like, oh, we should do the fur babies. And I said, and not because I disagree with Delia, but because I'm, like, very nervous about the dog-loving community. You guys are on some other stuff. And, like, whenever you even say, like, why is your dog in a stroller? You know, it's not a baby. Like, what? This is our baby. Or, like, you see people. I have a woman on my team, Deneen, that I talk about often on my other show. And it's so funny because she has these two humongous
dogs.
And she's invited me to dinner several times. And I've literally kindly declined, as I'm famous for that, by the way.
Right.
But I'm like, I love you, but no thank you. And she's like, what?
But
what?
I don't think that in the time that I've seen or known her, She doesn't throw birthday parties for the dogs, do they?
They don't, but the dogs are 1,000%
the part children. Of the family.
They're part of the children.
For
like,
sure.
It is their fur babies.
Yeah, but that okay, so that's, I get that. There's that, right? There's
like cooking for them.
That's a family dog. I totally get that. You know, there's dogs that have like special dietary needs, especially like the little, the little pit bulls, the other ones.
Yeah.
You have to feed them rice. Like I've seen that. You have to make special rice and special chicken. Like, I get that. And they essentially do become part of your family.
Yes.
On period. However, it's different when you opt not to have any type of children whatsoever and you say, these are our kids and we have shared custody. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not necessarily talking about the people that have the family pets because, you know, the family pets, like for me, my dog, Bella, okay, whatever, we're not going to talk about Bella. We're out here, Bella. Bella makes it on my Christmas photos, but I'm obviously, for the record, I'm not that pet parent by no means.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'm being a little insensitive, but, you know, we love Bella. My kids love Bella. However, she's definitely not going to share custody. I'm not sharing custody with the dog.
Yeah.
Like, there's no custody that's going to happen with the dog.
This is a big...
This is different.
It's a really big deal. But also, it's kind of similar. Here's why I think it's similar. This is why I'm bringing up the fur babies in the house that are not viewed as pets or viewed as family. Is because how many times have we seen, especially lately in the news, that people are posting, let's just say, their newborn baby with their pit bull. And I don't want to get pissed off the pit bull community because I know you guys are they're a different kind of person. And I had a pit growing up. I love my pit. His name was Copper. Love him. Okay.
I love my pit bull named Lazy too.
Until he killed the neighbor's goats and we forgive him and I understand. But anyways, there are dogs that are dangerous. There are little dogs that they think they're big dogs, but dogs and they bite.
Especially little dogs.
And at the end of the day, though, we are hearing so many stories of children being mauled in their own homes by the family
dog.
The dog that's like family. And that's the part that's so concerning. So when we were talking about this topic, I said, I really want to bring that part up too in the fur baby conversation because I feel like we're giving a lot of trust and a lot of leeway to our pets and treating them like they are our children and treating them like a part of our family instead of like an actual just a pet.
But at the end of the day, like even your freaking uncle will turn on you and then like, you know,
it's
even
so
if he's at the
true.
House and then like he tries to molest one of your kids
or
molest
you
and whatever, shoot you. Like,
it's
I mean,
dangerous.
At the end of the day, people
yeah.
will turn on you. But like going back to the fur baby part of it, like I knew an actual couple that had two dogs. And, you know, I know that in her heart of hearts, she wanted to have a kid.
Aww.
And her husband was like, no, we have two dogs. And she, you know, when I would talk to her, and again, you know, this is a very touchy subject that I will say, because a lot of women, especially nowadays, you don't ask, like, why you don't have children, because sometimes people can't have kids.
Yeah.
And that's a very insensitive question. So I do not ask that. However, she did say they had two dogs and those were their babies and they had to, you know, when they went on vacation, they had to see who was going to sit the babies or their dogs. And so there's that part of the fur babies that you're like, okay, well, they literally are attaching themselves to this dog to say that they're not having kids because the guy can just chop off his, you know, situation, not have kids, not procreate because they have freaking dogs.
But
and
are
that's
they not
different.
Having kids because they have dogs or do they have the dogs because they're not having kids?
Both.
Man.
It's both.
Yeah.
Like, literally both.
Because
like,
I've met a lot of people that they have waited to have kids. They have not decided yet if they're going to have kids and that's why they have the fur babies. But they feel like it is like a filler. And I sit there going, it's literally not. Like, it really, when once you have a kid, you go, oh, this
yeah.
is some other thing. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we can.
It's not my hamster.
Right. Like, we can buy a stroller for the dog and, you know, and get a little bottle and do all the things. But in reality, I mean, and again, everyone's different. So I'm not coming after anyone specifically. I just think it's different if you decide not to have children because that's a decision that you made. I'm not knocking you because you have your reasoning.
Yeah.
However, to say, like, I don't need to have kids because I have
that's rough.
Dogs. And if someone's being selfish, because this particular person, by the way, like this guy, he was extremely selfish because, you know, he didn't want to have kids, but she was married to him, and she felt that she loved him, and she had to respect the fact that he didn't want children. Mm. I don't know the conversation they may have had before they actually got married, because sometimes we think we're going to change the person's mind.
I know.
Either a man or a woman, or a woman or a man. Like, if a woman doesn't want to have children, guess what? The man's like, oh, I'll change your mind, and vice versa. So I don't know what that conversation looked like.
I will say that... you know, I've grown up surrounded by pet lovers. I myself had pets, you know, because I had, you know, kids, and kids love pets, and I had pets when I was a kid that I wasn't very good to my pets growing up. But I will tell you that I've seen so many people that are so much better with pets than they are with humans. Mm. Like, I've known women that were so good to their dogs or their cat, but with their kids, they're like, don't like lay on me. Don't
touch me.
But yeah, don't touch me. Like, don't do that. Like, they're not as affectionate with their own children as they are with their pets. It's really interesting. And I've met a lot of people that they're not good with pets at all, and they're the most affectionate,
loving parents.
So there's a thing there. And I have this thing that I joked around with my boys. We would see, like, men walking their dogs. We live in the suburbs, so you see people out all the time walking their dogs, their fur babies. And what I would say, I wish there was a therapist or a psychologist. And if you're one of the Fab 15 or any of the women who is a clinical psychologist, I would love for someone to do a survey of 1,000 people with all different dogs, okay, and ask them what their personal traumas are, and then see if you can identify patterns. Like, all the Pomeranian owners have this trauma, and the pit bull people have this trauma, because every time we see people, like big old buff dudes with their little furry dogs, we go, I wonder what his emotional issue is.
What his emotional hangup is.
You know, because, like, the, what do they call the emotional support animals?
Yeah,
you know?
Wow.
And I'm very curious, but I will say, like,
I think with the dogs, like, I personally, and I, you know, someone might look at me and be like, that's not cool, but, like, I personally love pit bulls. I personally do. Yeah. I grew up with a pit bull. I loved my dog Daisy. I currently have a little teacup Pomeranian. She could be about 2-3 pounds.
Yeah.
She's, I can't rough play with her. Like, I want to grab her and, like, just, like, rough her up. But I can't because she's so little. So,
but she thinks she's big.
That's the thing. She's got, like, big, like, big energy, like, big personality and stuff. And I think that might be, you know, maybe, like, I don't know if you psychologically were to talk to me, maybe it's, like, the dog. You know, I want the big dog. I don't even know. It doesn't even matter. It's not even about me.
You want that alpha energy.
I guess. It's not even about me. Yeah. But I will tell you, going back to a story, my old colleague was engaged, and he bought a dog for his fiance, and they broke up, and then the fiance tries to come back in the picture to try to freaking abduct the dog.
No.
I swear. It was the whole thing.
Who are these people you're hanging out with?
I'm not hanging out with them. This is my old colleague, by the way. Wink, wink, okay? My ex-husband. And his ex...
The colleague.
The old colleague. And his ex-fiance. So I guess she... According to my sources.
Word on the street.
I'm not saying it's correct, but she tried to come back and abduct the child, the fur child.
The fur baby.
And at the end, he's like, no, and he kept the dog. And I was a big deal over the dog. I guess, you know, when you have only the dog to fight over, I guess you're going to find a way to fight over
that's the dog.
That's literally what happened. I thought it was weird because I'd just be like, keep it, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just keep it.
But you're right. I guess it depends. I had my one dog with my sons. You know, I had the dog like 10 years or something like that. And, like, he was genuinely part of our family. But at the end of the day, like, we don't lose sleep over it. I mean, he's passed on and stuff like that. And he was a harmless dog. But I do think, you know, I was a pit owner too growing up. And we really loved our pit. But obviously, he did turn, by the way. And he did do a bad thing. And we had to get rid of him. And so... at the end of the day, I also had someone in my family. It was like my cousin's husband's sister. Okay, whatever. Cousin-in-law's sister.
Let me write it down.
Yeah, cousin's husband's sister.
Somebody's baby mama.
They had a big dog. I don't think it was a pit. Maybe a Rottweiler. But anyways, they had a big dog.
Yeah.
Family dog. Like, literally everybody loved this dog. We used to go to North Hollywood. It's like, love the dog. She was sitting on the porch just doing whatever. And she went like this to, like, her hair, how we do here often. I do it all the time. And just something triggered the dog, and he attacked her on the face. this is a dog that, like, literally she grew up with this dog. Snap. And so, you know, like I said last week, there was an article, a thing that was on the news, a newborn baby and a three-year-old brother or sister were mauled in the house by their dog. I don't know what kind of dog it was. But what I'm getting at is, I think at the end of the day, we have to remember that they are still animals, and you can love them and be wonderful for baby parents. But understanding that your kids are your kids are your kids, and if you have children and the fur babies in the house, granted, they might even get a little jealous if you have a new baby coming in.
Oh, for sure.
You hear stories of this.
For
sure.
Even, like, siblings get jealous of, like, the new member of the family. I will share a quick story, speaking of, you know, that person doing the thing with their hair and then kind of getting mauled.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor of mine, and she was recently, she had just gotten married. Her husband had this big dog. I don't even know what kind of, it was just a massive dog. And she did not like him, and he didn't like her. It was this energy thing that they had. They hated each other. And the husband basically said, we're not getting rid of the dog because the dog's mine and the dog's been with me since before you. So the dog's here. But when the husband would take off to work, like, she would feel endangered that the dog was going to attack her. And the dog was massive.
Wow.
Long story longer, guess what happens? For one of the times, it attacked her. It literally came at her. And I think that sometimes dogs, you know, energetically get very jealous over their main owner, which was her husband.
Yeah.
And at the end, he had no other choice. He had to get rid of the dog. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, obviously it's either get rid of the wife or get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do have some dogs that absolutely love their owners. And you've seen the ones where, like, you know, there's a serviceman, he's, you know, he's died, he's passed, and the dog is laying by the casket. And, you know, those are the sad stories because, you know, those are your fur babies. But
it's literally man's best friend, you know.
It really is. And that's how he described it. He's like, this is my road dog, literally.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, she was like, it's either the dog or me. And he's like, well, the dog ain't gonna be doing it at night, you know what I'm saying? So
I think, you know, I've heard so many people say, you know, I love dog, I treat my dogs better than my kids because the dogs don't talk back. You know, I treat my dog better than my husband because, you know, the dog doesn't talk back, doesn't get attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that, you know, I love when, for example, there's, like, the elderly people.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel a little bit lonely. Like, my grandparents, they refuse to have, like, a pet. And I wish, like, I would talk to my grandpa and say, Grandpa, like, let me just get you guys a puppy or something.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted that for them. Mostly, like, a lap one, you know. They could still get out and get exercise and walk it around. But it's, like, safe and,
little.
You know. And if it bites them, it wouldn't hurt them. But I just see a tremendous value in having a pet, especially a dog. And at the end of the day, because it is comforting and it helps elderly people not feel lonely, or maybe single people not feel lonely and
well,
stuff
I
like that.
Well, I will say, when my little girls, when they used to take off with their dad on the weekends and I had the dog there, you know, there was this like safety, this feeling of safety. I don't know how to explain it, though normally I wouldn't really know that she isn't or isn't there, if that makes sense. Like, it's not like I look for her, but when my girls would be gone, I'd be like, where's the dog? Because I'd be a little bit like, if I hear a noise or whatever, like,
she's,
I know that she's
back.
Gonna react. She's not gonna attack anybody. She has, they would kick her, and like,
yeah.
She's not going to protect
she's
anything.
Teeny, tiny, yeah.
She's tiny, but at the end of the day, she at least could give the warning, right?
Little
and
alarm
at least,
system, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that, you know, that's a good thing. But I think I've always tripped out a little bit with the people that, you know, think it's unfair that they took off to Europe and they have, like, this custody battle over the dog, and it's, like, this whole thing. That's always tripped me out, but I don't know how to relate or
so
not.
So what about the
it.
People that are, like, buying strollers for their dogs and, like...
Well, I will say, you know, without putting people, throwing people under the bus and without me being a total jerk, I have noticed that the people that have the dogs in the stroller are middle-aged women that are probably empty nesters, or maybe they never had kids, and that's just their way of fulfilling that emptiness. And so catch me 10 years from now with my stroller and my dog.
Catch her with her dog in the stroller at the park.
You know, but I have noticed that that's literally it's middle-aged women that are walking their dogs.
But what about the whole cat lady theory? You know, there's a whole thing, right?
So that's like the cat lady theory. That's like when man, like that's wow, that's rough, girl. Man. That's like super rough.
Because I've been at the grocery
store. That's like
store.
Bag lady, cat lady together.
Yeah,
for
you
real.
Know what I mean? Like I've been at the grocery store, and this is kind of mean. Okay, here I'm a former mean girl. I mean, I'm self-proclaimed okay. on season one of Rachel.
But we out here now.
You know, I pray. I leave it to
yeah,
God.
That makes it better if you pray, for
I
sure.
I leave it to God. But
for sure. Let God.
When I was married, I remember being at the grocery store. Let's just say on a Friday night, I'm going to run out, get a bottle of wine, do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm waiting in line, you know, and it's like the woman in like her pajama pants pretty much and her hair in a bun. And it's like on the conveyor belt in front of me is like
this
cat food and like a thing of ice cream. And then I would look over whoever was with me, you know, whether it was my husband or my son or whatever, and be like, oh, you know, lonely girl, shopping list or whatever. And it was like cat food and ice cream. And then, you know, now I'm single all this time.
And
but I don't
like
have cats.
I'm hoping that they're not giving the cats
ice cream
with
the chorro.
Yeah.
But
like
you know what I mean? But
sure.
The whole thing is like there's a stigma about being like a cat lady or being like a single lonely woman with a bunch of cats or like men. Saying, oh my God, I walk in her house and I could smell the cats. And I'm like, I am not going to be with this woman. Like, I've heard so many things about, like,
I think women that, and that cats. I think that that could deter someone for sure. And it's not even about having cats at all or even dogs. It's like the cleanliness of having them, right? Because I've been in homes where people are like, oh no, cats are the cleanest because you don't need to clean them up and they go in their litter box, da 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 da. I'm sorry,
you can smell it.
You could smell
your nose blind.
It.
If
yes.
you have a pet in the house and you think it's not going to be, you're not going to be detecting
you can
it.
Smell it.
Yeah.
You can smell the dog. You can smell the cat. And it's something about the cat, in my opinion, because, you know, again, I'm not trying to bash anybody with cats. But, you know, I always think like cooking, right? And there's hair and like the kitchen and like the cleanliness of that. Because
they jump around everywhere.
For
sure. Not like a little dog. A little dog might jump on the sofa, but the cat will go up on the cabinets and like.
And so to me, I'm like, you know, I don't know. And usually the lady you just described, you know, because I've seen them at the market too. And they got like all this cat hair and they just don't care. They're in flip flops. They're just
not
like,
covered in cat hair. Oh man, we are laughing about this on camera.
10 years from now, catch me with my cats and my dog stroller.
We'll be doing the show with cats all around us. Yeah.
Like, get down there, final. No, but I guess if we have any message to give here is if you decided in your lifetime not to have children and you opted to just say that you have dogs as your freaking fur babies and they're your kids.
Don't
I
say it to people
that.
With children though. People
without children, yes. Because usually that's the ones that like will say like you have no idea. Like I understand you. They want to understand me as a parent.
Yeah.
And I respect that. Now I'm not trying to get controversial because I'm not trying to be politically correct either. And I'm not trying to be controversial. However, what I am saying is no, you don't understand because it's not the same.
It's
like
not
you and
the
I are
same.
Not speaking the same language. You have a dog. Yes, there is a responsibility to the dog, but you cannot equate or compare my responsibility to kids, like having to actually bathe them. And if they're little, you have to change the diaper and make sure that they're clothed and they're fed. And the fur baby, yes, it's important to understand it's part of the family, but don't try to relate to me because I'm talking about my kids.
Yeah.
And again, this could be a back and forth and someone could battle me on this and that's okay. They're welcome to. However, I just don't think it's the same.
It's just not.
I'm just saying.
But you know what, though? At the end of the day, pet lovers are amazing people with huge hearts.
Of course.
I love my pets. You love your pet.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day,
for sure.
We're just here to have the conversation and spark a conversation to go, it's an interesting thing someone that's been a mom since I was 17, 18. It's interesting to see like someone
changes.
Playing full house with the dogs.
With the dogs. So if you were dating a guy and he says he's going through a freaking full dog custody, like, he's going through it. Like, he's going full dog custody. What's your take on that? I want to know.
I don't... I don't know how to get through something like that without laughing and offending the guy. So chances are I'm going to be totally single after it anyway, so I'm just going to offend the hell out of him.
What like, are you going
to say? What is there to say besides laugh? Like, okay. And I would be thinking, if you're going to go to war with someone over a dog, then
oh,
what are you going to go to war with me over?
Imagine.
Then what,
imagine.
Else you, what else are you willing to go
imagine
to war?
Imagine my old colleague and then the
not
abduction.
Your colleague. Oh my God. You know, his face pops in my head every time. I'm like trying to figure out the colleague. Like, what the heck?
For real. My old colleague and...
He didn't even fight for the dog. Did he?
I mean,
oh, the one?
No,
oh,
he
one.
Totally has
oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He won custody.
He's still around, that dog?
Totally.
Okay.
He won custody on that.
I think if that dog had to choose, though, Dahlia, let's be honest.
The dog would have gone with the old colleague.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, that dog.
The old colleague's stepmother, you know, maybe, I don't know. I'm just talking
about. Oh, yeah, but we were dog twins. Your dog was the same as my
yes.
dog. Now I know. But anyways, I just think that, you know, if somebody was willing to go to war over the dog, it just sets the tone for what you're...
What's coming.
That's,
like, holy
yeah.
moly. Yeah, I mean, when he was like, how dare she leave to Europe and how dare she, and she's selfish and this, that, or the other. And I'm like, wow, he is showing me his colors. And, but anyway, you know, I just pissed everybody off with dogs, no dogs, kids, no kids. This wasn't that kind of episode. It's just to bring awareness that some people really take to heart and really love their pets so much that they're like, I don't need kids. I have dogs. And it's a little
if
different.
If you have kids, it's like this episode, hopefully you'll have a little compassion for the ones that don't have kids and the fur babies are the kids.
Yeah.
But also, if you don't have kids and you have fur babies, understand that people with actual kids...
Don't look at it that way.
It's not the same.
Yeah. The mathing, as you say, Rachel.
Yeah. 2 + 2 = fish in this situation.
Just so get a fish. I think I'm just going to get a fish, maybe.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to catch us next week. And remember that
you deserve
fresh lettuce.
Cheers.
And